The Reavers by George MacDonald Fraser. Read by Bill Wallace.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Foreword. This book is nonsense. It's meant to be. If I were a serious writer, which I'm not, I have the word of an eminent critic for this, and I know he meant it as a compliment because he put the word in quotes. I might describe it as an octogenarian's rebuke to a generation which seems to have forgotten fun and become obsessed with misery, disaster, illness, operations, violence, climate change, guilt, obesity, cookery, football, racism, politics, and a general sense of doom. But not being serious, as the literary world understands the term, I can offer no such pretentious excuse. The Reavers is simply George MacDonald Fraser taking off on what a learned judge would call a frolic of his own. It began with a novel I wrote 14 years ago, The Candlemas Road, an Elizabethan swashbuckler set on the Anglo-Scottish border that in turn had its origin in a play written much earlier. It was never produced, so I used its plot for Candlemas, which was kindly received by readers and critics, being full of bloodshed, brutality, treachery, and betrayal. By one of those ironies of the writing business, I was then able to turn it back into a play for BBC Radio. So much for Candlemas, a plain enough tale, but since I can never resist comic experiment, and the wilder the better, I found myself considering a different approach, first imagining and then inevitably.